Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
It was another day, if you're a fan of Karen Reed, that may not be one you want to remember. There's been a lot of those lately. What we had today was the dog bites expert on the stand today. And here I'm about to say her name and it completely escapes me.
Dr. Russell.
Dr. Russell. Yes, there we go. On the stand talking about, you know, her experience with dog bites, her experience with attorneys telling her what to say on the stand. That sort of stuff. Allegedly.
What it felt like.
This is the beginning of Cross today. We're going to just kind of jump right into this. It's it was a dramatic day again here on the trial of Karen Reed. There we go. Dr. Marie Russell, yes. When I'm on the spot, like the names always elude me, but when I'm about to say it, boom.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Mr. Brennan.
I had asked you yesterday if your opinions regarding the wounds on Mr. O'Keefe's arm changed between when you testified last year and then the more recent hearings that we've had over the past 4 or 5 months. Do you remember that question?
Yes.
And when I asked you that question, I asked if you had help with your report, and you told us that there was a woman who helped you with your report.
I told you that there was someone who helped me or made suggestions in organizing the report, having certain sentences placed in certain categories.
When I asked you about the identity, the person who actually helped you, I asked you if it was one of the attorneys, and you had said no.
That is correct.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Dum da dum dum.
Yeah.
She doesn't look that happy. She looks kind of like, oh, there's a boulder coming my way. Do I jump off the mountain? Do I try to climb up it? But there's bobcats on the mountain.
Right, and they're hungry.
Oh, wait, what's that down the track?
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Thank you. You had testified in December 22nd, 2024 in this case?
I believe it was that day, yes.
And when you testified back in December of 2024, do you remember I asked you who it was that had assisted you with your report?
I don't remember that specifically.
Well, I'm going to show you a page from the testimony. This is from the hearing. And I asked you, line 21, page 207, did anybody help you write this report? And what did you say?
I wrote the report.
If you could finish, please.
I had some help with some minor edits, rearranging, you know, some paragraphs or whatsoever, but putting things in the right category.
Then I said, okay. And you answered?
No, I wrote the report.
And then finally I asked, who helped you with your report? What did you tell us?
I said, Mr. Lessie.
And Mr. Lessie, is that gentleman the man who, the attorney who asked questions on direct examination?
Yes.
Okay. And so did Mr. Lessie help you with your report?
What I recall is we discussed the report, but I recall that it was someone else that actually helped me rearrange the report. That's my memory right now.
Is your memory different now than it was last December?
Well, I don't think so, but, you know, you have something in writing.
Do you think you would have testified to that if it was inaccurate?
Mr. Alessi did not help write the report. He may have helped organize and make a suggestion about what is training versus what is experience, but he did not help me write the report.
Did you have any help trying to describe methodology?
No.
Have you had any help talking about differential diagnosis?
No, I'm very familiar with differential diagnosis.
And so after that report was written, is there any reason why some of your opinions have changed?
I don't believe my opinions have changed.
When you testified at the hearing last year, June 21st, 2024, Did you express that you couldn't say with 100% certainty what type of animal, in your opinion, caused those wounds?
100% certainty? That is absolutely correct. And I'd like to see that, but yes, I that's my recollection.
If it's your recollection, I'm happy to show you
what, yes, please,
you testify to. You want to,
yes,
see it again?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, between last night and today, did you get any advice from anybody suggesting you should ask for a transcript when I ask you a question? Did that advice come your way?
That's my general advice from previous times.
Well, did you have any advice last night about that?
Yes.
Who told you last night that you should always ask for a transcript when I'm asking you questions?
Well, I think it was just Mr. Lessie.
So did you and Mr. Alessi, you know there's a sequestration order, don't you?
Yes.
It's a sequestration order that you're not supposed to discuss the case at all with anybody?
Well, we didn't discuss specifics.
Do you know that the sequestration order mandates that you not discuss anything about the case from when you start your testimony until you end your testimony? You know that, right?
I understand that there is a sequestration order.
Do you understand the sequestration order mandates that you're not supposed to speak to people, including the attorneys, about this case overnight? Did you understand that?
There were no specifics discussed.
Well, did you understand that you weren't supposed to, is what I'm asking. Did you know that's a violation of the sequestration order to speak to the attorneys overnight?
I did not know that that was that particular conversation would be a violation.
So did you meet with Attorney Alessi last night?
No.
How was it that you had a conversation with him?
Actually, it might have been in the vehicle.
You drove together?
Yes.
So did you commute to and from court together with Attorney Alessi?
There's a driver.
Okay, who else is in the car when you left court yesterday?
The driver. No, I wasn't with him yesterday, no. Not in the car yesterday,
it's
no.
It's not going well.
You spoke to a
no, it's not.
Yesterday.
This is just ugly.
And I'm trying to figure out, when was it that you were having conversations with Mr. Alessi relative to this sequestration order that you're under?
This morning, riding to court.
Okay, so you and Attorney Alessi drove to court?
With the limo driver, yes.
The limo driver?
The limo with you and Attorney Alessi on the way to court today?
That was just us.
Just you two?
Yeah.
I was going to pause there for a second. Yes.
Please.
So, like, yes, the limo driver.
What?
Which is like, so the jury is now hearing that the murder suspect, the person that is being charged with murder, is coming to and from court every day in a limo.
Well, it's, you know, it's not like a stretch limo like we took to prom when we were kids. It's just a
it's like basically an Escalade or something. Yeah.
Right.
It's just typically Escalade.
To make sure she gets to where she needs to be.
Yes.
But still.
I loved how he like really jumped onto that. So the limo.
This is an ugly part of the trial. There's a lot of ugly parts,
God.
But this is extraordinary.
They have not had any good witnesses yet that have done anything for the defense of Karen Reed. It is stunningly bad.
Hitting it out of the park.
You can't even like make some of this stuff up. You don't even see a lot of it coming, especially her. I mean, you know, she's kind of a cluster, but this is quite the performance this time.
It is.
It's like, oh, she really got this down of how to be a cluster. I do kind of feel bad for her. She'd probably be a lovely woman to chat with at Starbucks. And you walk away going, wow, that person knew way more than they actually did.
Well, and if she's an ER doctor, she's probably very good because you have to be amazing in those situations.
Yeah.
You know, if she had only been an ER doc for a year, okay, she couldn't hack it. But this is what she did her entire life.
Some of her numbers, though, that she would have been professing to of, and I don't have them in front of me, but it was like 500 of this in a time span, and it was, and Coffin Taffer looked it up because we were having a conversation while that was happening. And it was like, that's like half of the ones in the United States. like it just didn't make sense of like this is either she didn't understand the question or she's giving a really inflated number or she's just doesn't know what she, I don't know. I do not know. But there's been a lot of looks at some of her numbers. Not here to say they're right or wrong. It just allegedly looks a little weird. Let's watch a little more because this keeps getting good.
What else did you both talk about other than that you should ask for a transcript every time I ask you a question?
That's what we talked about specific to this case.
Was it a long conversation?
No, not at all.
The entire ride here, there must be more you spoke about other than just the sequestration order.
We did. We spoke about Boston, how I love Boston area. We spoke about New York. We spoke about other things. And in fact, I have to say that even on the ride home, back to the hotel yesterday with others in the car, nobody spoke about the case.
But I'm talking about this morning when you did speak about the case. What else? Not about the Red Sox or the weather. What else did you talk to Attorney Alessi about this morning other than you should ask for a transcript every time I ask you a question?
We talked about what I did last night.
About this case?
No.
I'm asking you about this case.
That was it.
I want to know what all the discussions were between you and this attorney today or last night about this case.
Just that I should ask for a transcript.
Well, there must have been some context. He didn't just turn to you talking about the weather and say, hey, you should ask for a transcript. You must have been talking about something.
He generally says, be honest. Always be honest.
Fantastic.
That's a little made up.
This morning about your testimony. What did he tell you? Did he tell you this morning you should be honest?
Not this morning.
Okay. Did anybody need to remind you to be honest when you testify?
No.
Okay. What else did he tell
you? Did anybody need to remind you to be honest when you testify?
I don't even know how it came up. I didn't put much significance to it.
Well, it was just moments ago it happened because you just at the court. You can't remember the context of the sage advice of Attorney Alessi.
No.
You have any memory issues?
No.
May I approach?
Yes. Wow, dude. Do you have memory issues?
No.
Yeah, that's the gasp heard around the world.
Dr. Russell, this is June 21st, 2024. I had asked you whether you express that you couldn't say with 100% certainty. You agreed with my answer, so there was no need to try to refresh your memory, but I'm going to show it to you because you asked. Let me take a look at line 16. Is that now consistent with the questions I asked you and the answer that you gave, that you were less than 100%? You couldn't be 100% certain.
That looks consistent.
Okay. You want more time with the transcript?
No.
She doesn't like
Has anybody else talked to you about your testimony today overnight, Dr. Russell?
No.
When you testified last year, same transcript that we just looked at, do you remember when you gave your opinion to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, you said that you thought the wounds were from an animal, possibly a large dog?
On that same date?
Yes.
May I see the transcript?
Of course. Pursuant to Attorney Alessi's advice, let me approach.
Objection, Your Honor.
I'm going to strike that. Disregard that, Jules.
May I approach?
Yes. What page you want this to?
23. June 21st, 2024, Doctor?
June 21st.
Page 23, line 14. Will you ask the question based on everything we've discussed today? Is it your opinion based on a reasonable degree of medical certainty these injuries were from an animal attack, possibly a large dog? And what did you say?
I said yes.
Thank you. Have that back?
Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you.
She held on to it when he tried to take it back.
Comical, isn't it?
When you gave your opinion, not this year, last year, you agreed when you were assessing the wound, you used the word or adopted the word possibly, didn't you?
Explain the context of it?
Sure.
That sentence?
Sure. Go right ahead.
No, you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Please rephrase the question.
When you were asked about your opinion last year, not this year, last year, about whether to a reasonable degree of medical certainty the injuries were from an animal attack, possibly a large dog, you agreed with that characterization. A large animal, possibly a dog, didn't you?
An animal, possibly a large dog, last year, yes.
When you were on direct examination, there were tons of questions about this word methodology. Remember all those questions you were asked?
In June?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay, yes.
Yes, and when you were asked about methodology, was that an attempt to try to explain that you weren't just looking at an abrasion and guessing or eyeballing it, you were trying to suggest some type of scientific or medical process to give some type of certainty to your opinion?
That is the process I used.
When you talked about methodology yesterday, you talked about your experience in methodology with knife wounds and gunshot wounds, correct?
Yes.
But there was no methodology whatsoever regarding looking at a photograph and then identifying whether that is consistent with dog bites, is there?
I disagree.
When you describe methodology, you were asked by Attorney Alessi whether or not you've engaged in that methodology regarding dog bites. Did you agree that there is really no methodology regarding dog bites?
I disagree.
When you use the word methodology regarding dog bites, there isn't something specific you're looking at as if you were looking at a fingerprint. There are points of comparison. You don't do that, do you?
There are no specific points that one that are published by an organization, for instance, on how to determine something is a dog bite. However, I did use different methodologies, including what we talked about, the differential diagnosis, the pattern recognition. Pattern recognition, again, is so important in medicine. It's what pathologists use to diagnose tumors.
There is no standard. There is no recognized standard anywhere for methodology on how to identify a dog bite wound, is there?
There is no published standard from an organization that I am aware of.
So there is no source. There is no recognized community. There's no certification. There is no recognized method in identifying a superficial abrasion as a dog bite. Isn't that fair to say?
As in many conditions in the medical field, there are no certifications.
How about published standards? Is there any published standards whatsoever, any, regarding claims that a superficial abrasion is a dog bite? Are there any published standards by any organization?
No, but there would have to be thousands of published standards to identify the causes of the thousands of different types of abrasions. So, no, there's no published standards.
No published standards. There is nowhere you can point to where the so-called methodology that you were telling the jury yesterday is a readily accepted standard in the dog bite community. You can't point to anywhere, can you?
There are peer review articles which list recommendations on how to determine something is from some wounds are from a dog. These are peer review articles written by esteemed physicians that have analyzed dog bites and have published these and have published an approach to identifying, particularly a forensic approach to identifying dog bites.
Let me ask you the question again, Dr. Russell. Can you point to one place where there is a readily accepted standard in the dog bite community for identifying dog bites? One article, one journal, one book. Can you point to any?
Well, I'm going to mention the one articles I mentioned earlier. The article
Berenstein
with
Bears?
The lead author yeah. of Dr. Demunic, and the article with the lead author of Dr. Pollack. And although they're not standards, they are recommendations.
I'm going to ask you the question one more time before I approach. Can you point to one place, one, where there is a readily accepted standard in the dog bite community for identifying dog bites?
No.
Boom, boom, ba-da.
Yeah.
And so with no readily accepted standards in the dog bite community, no defined methodology, when you look at a photo like you do of John O'Keefe's arm, you're just eyeballing it based on your personal experience with dog bites rather than relying on some type of scientific foundation that has been published and accepted in the community.
Objection, Your Honor.
I'm going to allow that.
Ooh.
Isn't that fair to say, Dr. Russell?
No, absolutely not. There are many, many conditions in medicine where there are no standards developed. And yet doctors make nurse practitioners and the like make diagnoses all the time on these various medical conditions. And more importantly, they treat them because they require treatment. There are not published standards on every single of the 10,000 or more medical conditions that exist, including dog bites.
I'm not talking about a stuffy nose or a broken leg. We're talking about dog bites here. So let's focus on dog bites, if you can indulge me, doctor. Regarding dog bites, since there is no standard practice, there is no accepted methodology, and since there is no accepted and approved guidelines, you are essentially simply looking at a picture, a photograph, and just using your past experience with treating dog bites as the basis for your opinion. Isn't that fair to say?
I don't think so. I'm using my past experience, my strong interest in dog bites over 30 years, and the articles that I read, the numerous articles I read, but the articles that have recommendations.
Jesus.
I'm using all of that combined to come up with a methodology for determining that those are the result of a dog.
How much do you think she'll be called as an expert
are you
witness
saying
anywhere?
That
yeah.
You're creating your own methodology, that you're the person who has the standard and nobody else? Is that your position, Dr. Russell?
No, the phrasing was not good there. I use standard methodology of pattern recognition and differential diagnosis.
There is no standard in the medical community relative to differential diagnosis and pattern recognition as it relates to dog bites, not other areas of medicine, dog bites. There is no accepted methodology, is there?
That's true.
You mentioned that.
You know what? Hank Brennan.
Yeah.
He's like the voice inside my head. He's like my conscience. The way he talks, and sometimes it's just like, but it just has like a ton of, it's like a stream of thought when he's going on things. And there's like little digs and stuff in there. And just listening, like, yeah. I think it's Hank Brennan is literally the voice inside my head.
Well, thank you for that insight, because that explains a lot.
It does. It really does. Isn't it so?
That you have this strong interest in dog bites. Let me borrow a phrase. Do you think you had any confirmation bias when you got into this case?
I don't think so.
Well, you definitely want to be in this case. You weren't sought out. You sought the case.
That is incorrect.
And you said you had a strong interest in dogs, and that is one of the reasons you wanted to get involved in this case. Isn't that fair to say?
No, that's actually an unfair statement. I did not want to get involved. I wanted to offer my knowledge and experience to help clarify issues. I did not want to become an expert witness in this case.
Well, then what did you want to do?
You volunteered to be one.
And I used, again, as I do on just about every medical condition that I look at and every wound that I look at, I do a differential diagnosis. What else could this be? What else could have caused these scratches and abrasions and wounds? What else before I come to my conclusion?
On your ride over here today, were you...
Back to the ride.
...instructed that when I ask a question, rather than answer it, give a long explanation about something else?
No.
I would like to put up an exhibit of Mr. O'Keefe's arm. And I want to ask you some questions about it. You and I have had many conversations about Mr. O'Keefe's superficial scratches before, haven't we?
Yes.
And would you agree, looking at these, they are superficial abrasions? Do you agree with that characterization?
Yes.
When we last spoke, just for background, to remind ourselves, we broke these into separate parts so we could discuss them by number, just for the sense of clarity. And we discussed this as wound number one. Do you remember that?
Grouping number one, yes.
Number two?
Yes.
Number three?
Yes.
Four?
Yes.
Five.
Careful, this isn't good.
Which did you call four?
This one.
Four, five, six, maybe.
Okay. So as we go through, I'm going to identify them by number. That wasn't done by anybody else. It was just during our discussion so we can have clarity. Is that fair?
Okay.
Sustained.
Is it fair if I refer to this as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
I think so.
Okay. When you testified on June 18th of 2024, last year, when you came in, you were asked questions before the actual hearing. You were asked questions about this particular superficial abrasion, weren't you?
I'd have to see the transcript. I believe so, but I'd have to see the transcript.
Do you remember when you were first giving opinion testimony about this specific abrasion, wound number one? Do you remember you saying that you thought it was either teeth or nails?
I'd have to see the transcript again.
I will give you the transcript, and as I'm doing that, let me ask you, do you remember your testimony about what you actually said?
Yes, you're not. So,
do you remember your testimony?
For each specific day, no. I remember generally, but not for each specific day.
If you have
been here many times.
I'm going to bring your transcript up to remind you, but if you have an opinion, it shouldn't change, right? It should always be the same?
Generally, yes.
Okay. So let me ask you before we talk about what you said at the beginning. What is this from? Teeth or nails?
It could be either, but I think this from teeth.
So when you say they could be either, if you have a methodology and you have a certain standard where you can identify something based on a standard, there wouldn't be so much uncertainty, would there? You'd be able to look at this, consider the methodology, and either come to an opinion whether it was teeth, nails, or something totally different, right?
You know, Mr. Brennan, perhaps I didn't explain earlier, but the nail of a dog tends to be conical in shape. And very similar to the nails, the canine teeth of dogs. So the shape and the fact that they come to a point makes some wounds indistinguishable.
Are you saying that nails of a dog are so similar to the teeth that you can't tell the difference between them when you're looking at a wound?
I'm saying that they can cause similar looking abrasions.
Are you able, as the premier expert in the United States on dog bites, able to tell the difference between teeth and claw nails of an animal when you're looking at a wound?
Individually? Okay, that's a very interesting question. Sometimes it's difficult because they can have similar appearing wounds. So you have to look at the overall pattern in order to make some conclusions.
Well, when you testifying in this case, you never suggested you had to look at everything in totality. You were giving opinions regarding individual wounds. Isn't that fair to say?
No.
It wasn't until I began asking you questions and you had inconsistent answers that you've now changed from, rather than identifying individual wounds, now you're saying I can't identify individual wounds, but I can tell you in totality.
I disagree with that. I believe that in the very first time I testified, I mentioned that the overall pattern was important.
When you first testified, so today, before we get to your testimony, you're saying this could be either teeth or nails, but you think it's probably teeth?
Correct.
How probable? Do you think it's certainly teeth to a reasonable degree of medical certainty? You're not sure? What is the value of your certainty or lack of certainty about what caused this wound?
Reasonable degree of medical certainty.
What is a reasonable degree of medical certainty? That what?
That those are caused by teeth.
Teeth. Okay. When you first testified, your position was it could have been teeth or nails. That is different than saying to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, teeth, isn't it?
No, there is a small possibility that they could be caused by nails.
When you first testified, you didn't qualify it as a small possibility, did you?
I perhaps wasn't asked.
Well, you answered. Remember when you were asked about it and you answered, you talked about that it was a pattern close to the shoulder with parallel marks? Do you remember?
Do I remember what?
Saying that this is a pattern close to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That they're superficial. You agree with that still?
Yes.
And did you say they were consistent with teeth and nail marks?
Yes.
Okay. Nails on a dog oftentimes or most times are horseshoe shaped, aren't they?
They're generally conical shape.
You don't think that nails on a dog in your studies have a horseshoe shape?
I think it depends on the grooming of the dog and if the nails were cut recently. But in general, they come to a point. They're at the, you know, at the end of the paw. They come to a point. And by the way, the paws can open and close. So the distance between the nails can vary depending on how that claw impacts the skin. So in many ways, they resemble the overall shape of canine teeth.
And so to get back to my question here, you're saying that this could have been caused by dog nails?
It's possible.
Do you know, or do you think, that the teeth in a dog are different shapes and sizes?
Oh, yes. Depending on the tooth, there's different shapes and sizes. Absolutely.
Well, depending on the dog.
The first time, and you said that you thought it was teeth or nails. Teeth or nails. Do you remember testifying a couple days later in front of a group of people, and you again iterated that this could be teeth or claw marks? That was your testimony last year. Teeth or claw marks, right?
No, I'm going to object to the characterization of that prior proceeding.
So, just prior proceeding, folks, it's all.
Did you testify at that prior proceeding last summer that this could have been teeth or claw marks?
I would need to see the transcript.
He'd be fun at parties.
He has such a dry sense of humor. I've really grown to like him. I thought he was really boring at first, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he gets like these little jabs in there that nobody even catches.
He just drops the hammer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Just, and when he goes, he goes. He's got like a great mind to just boom, 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 boom.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he is.
When you first testified on June 18th, doctor, you were asked questions trying to identify what you thought that wound was. And this is your June 18th, 2024 testimony on page 37, line 7, the questions begin. When you were asked what you thought they were, you can read any part you want, but line 7 might be a starting point.
Yes, I said that, which are consistent with teeth marks. They could also be possibly consistent with nail marks.
Dr. Russell, I'm just going to ask you to keep your voice up.
Okay.
She looks a little defeated.
That was your first testimony last year, yes?
Yes.
And then did you testify a couple days later and again repeated the same opinion, teeth or nail marks?
May I see it?
I'm asking if you remember.
I remember testifying.
Do you remember after you worked on your report and submitted your report?
Yes.
After your consultations, do you remember changing that opinion regarding, number one, do you remember changing that opinion?
No.
Do you remember changing from either teeth or possibly claw marks to being very specific, claiming that it was definitely teeth marks?
Definitely. Definitely. No. Sorry, that was a Rain Man.
Survey
thing.
Says.
Are there different types of teeth in a dog?
Yes.
Okay. The pointy teeth, the big ones, those are called canines?
Correct.
And the smaller ones are incisors?
Correct.
Correct.
There are 6 incisors and a healthy dog on the top and bottom between the canines?
Correct.
Okay. Did you, when you testified subsequently to the original proceedings, did you change your opinion from teeth or claw marks to specifically teeth and even more specifically canines?
Do you have a transcript?
I do, but I'm going to ask you the question. Do you remember changing your testimony from teeth or nails to being very certain that it was canines, not just teeth, canines that caused that wound?
I became more certain, yes.
You had never said that the canines caused these wounds before you filed the report, ever, did you?
I may not have, that's true.
And so after you did your report, you shifted from teeth and nails to canines. Do you remember that?
I don't think it's a shift.
No one would ever refer to a dog's nails as canines, would they?
No. No, I don't think so.
That would be inaccurate, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That would be a mistaken use of the word.
I believe so.
When you testified December 2024, you didn't say nails could have caused this wound. You didn't say generally teeth. You said canines.
I believe that, and that's true. I believe that canine teeth caused that wound.
Did you have any new information about photographs that would help you change your opinion from teeth and nails to canines?
Well, I had been challenged. I had testified several times. I reviewed the case several times and challenged. Each time I reviewed the case, I became more certain that these were from canine teeth. And actually, there's other marks there, but these are from teeth.
You say more certain. You had never said canines before, ever, until that recent hearing. Isn't that true?
I said teeth.
Canines.
It doesn't matter. I said teeth. Canines are some of the teeth.
Upper or lower canines?
Upper.
And if it's upper canines, you testified previously that the point of entry would be here at the bottom and the dog would pull this way. That's what you testified to. Yes?
No, I believe you misunderstood then. The point of entry is up there. The first initial point of contact is there. And the dog pulled this way, or Mr. O'Keefe pulled his arm the opposite way.
Dr. Russell, you don't recall that you said that the bigger circles are the point of entry, the dog pulled this way, and then I asked you, how could a dog pull this way when the arc is like this? The dog's mouth would have to be in backwards. Remember that conversation we had?
Objection, Your Honor.
Going to allow. Do you remember that conversation? You said that the point of entry would be the bigger circle pulled this way, and then I questioned, how could a dog's arc look like this if the teeth went that way?
No, I don't recall that at all.
Remember that conversation we had? Okay. And so, inevitably, when you look at this part of the wound alone, have you expressed an opinion that you're unable on its own to be able to tell whether this was caused by a dog?
Which part of the wound?
Taking any of these alone, let's start with number one. Haven't you expressed an opinion that taking this alone, you would not be able to say that was from a dog bite?
That is correct. In and of themselves, they're not that specific or characteristic. However, as a group, they are highly characteristic of a dog.
So if
injury,
Mr. O'Keefe's arm only had this wound and nothing else, by virtue of what you're telling us, you would not be able to offer an opinion that this was consistent with a dog bite.
That very first wound up there closest to, I agree. Yes.
In fact, you've testified about this very issue before. If this was the only wound on Mr. O'Keefe, number two, you would not be able to say that the injury is consistent with a dog bite.
Correct.
I'm going to go through all of these just so we're clear. Same thing with number three. You've provided opinions on this before. If you look at this wound alone, in isolation, you would not be able to say that it came from a dog bite.
Correct.
Four. Pardon me. Yep. Four. Mm-hmm. Same. Looking at the wound alone, you would not be able to say it came from a dog bite.
Correct.
Same for five and same for six.
Correct.
Now, when you testified before your recent testimony, you never had that qualification. When you came into court, you were saying that when you looked at these wounds individually, you were saying that you could identify it as a dog bite.
I disagree with that characterization.
Number two. What caused this wound, Dr. Russell?
Number two, I believe that was dog bite or scratch, but mostly I believe dog bite. And because there's a punctate, little tiny pinpoint almost, lesion there and there, which could represent bottom teeth.
Okay, so you're using words like could, and we're talking about a reasonable degree of medical certainty. So when you look at this wound here, you said that you are sure or not sure what caused this wound.
I'm saying that individually, that wound, that's correct. I'm not sure individually what that wound was caused by. However, again, as I mentioned earlier, the overall pattern of wounds is what I am convinced of.
I want to go through each of these wounds separately so we understand.
You're maybe ready to drive your car off the road by now.
Yeah.
Because it's just this. I mean, it is entertaining, but yeah.
It sounds like listening, like when you go out to dinner and you're having a nice dinner and the table next to you, they're having a fight and they're circling around and around and you want to interject, but it's none of your business. So you have to just sit there and listen. And you seriously just want to throw something in like, well, you said this, but it's not your business. You got to stay out of it. Let them deal with it.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever like jumped in a conversation and said something?
I jumped in once when there was a parent disciplining their kid, and I'm not really into kids. We know that. But I was like, oh, come on. It's just a kid. Get over yourself. And then I took off because I'm like, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. I've had a confrontation or two with some people at a Walmart's where it's like, oh, my God, like just like such in, you know, unsafe behavior of like what they're doing with the kids and then just some of the language too to their kids and just like flat out like are you just looking for people to like come at you, and because this can't be the first time you've left your home,
right? And people in public have seen you pull this crap.
Like you're like it's an attention thing, I think, for some, and then they just want to tell you off. I mean, I've called the police several times in a Walmart where I'm like like this, and I'll stand aisles away and watch. And, because it's like, this, and it's not, I mean, it takes a lot, but, there's some I've seen where it's just like,
what aisle are you down where this happens? Is there typically an aisle where you see this go down? Is it like the diaper aisle or is it the frozen pizza section?
It's not like frozen pizza. It's usually over a kind of near housewares, kind of in that general area, pillows, you know, home stuff, home goods, I guess.
Okay.
Is where I would say I've seen it the most. Yeah.
Olive Garden would be where I've witnessed. It's not, you know, I like Olive Garden, but it's not authentic Italian.
No, so of course it's not.
You know, so I think it attracts a different element, maybe. Yes. And I go there. I don't eat a lot of carbs these days, but man, I love Olive Garden. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going after them, but
yeah.
I feel like if you might see certain people there. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it attracts certain demographics. I don't know. I feel
and
like
I'm probably one of them.
I feel like it's gone down over the years. I feel like Olive Garden used to be like a real special, like, I don't know.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like that anymore. It feels like I'm going into like the Italian version of Applebee's.
I was going to say, it's like the Chick-fil-A of Italian kinda, food.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and I like those restaurants. I'm not saying I don't enjoy going there. It's just, I don't know. I just, it doesn't have the, like, I don't know, the mystique that it once did, but I bet a lot of people it never did to begin with. But like,
well, I remember going there for date night. That was a big thing.
It was like a special occasion place.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Red Lobster too. That Red Lobster was what I wanted to go to on my birthday, every birthday. And you know what, to this day, I still go to frickin' Red Lobster on my birthday.
And that's okay. Traditions are great.
Yes. And the biscuits are amazing. You know, depending on the ownership, the rest is, it can be really good or okay. I can't say I've ever had a bad meal at a Red Lobster. Like they've all at least been okay. But anyway.
They work. Yeah. It always seems to be spot on. They always, you know, the dish, if you have a favorite, the next time you go there, it's going to taste exactly the same.
And my God, if they go out of business, I'm going to be going to that Red Lobster and buying all the fixtures enough to build a Red Lobster dining room in my basement.
Like John Oliver did. Like, you'll have John to look Oliver up that did. Episode.
Yep. I have seen that. That's a great idea. I think it would be great because then I could still, on my birthday, go to a Red Lobster.
Did we talk about what basically put them out of business? It was their all-you-can-eat shrimp?
Yeah. Was it that, though? I don't know. I mean, I think
it was.
That was a big part of it, I know. I don't know the whole... I can't speak to it because I don't know all the details. But yeah, it was financial mismanagement to an extreme. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Shrimp.
But we digress. But yes.
Yeah. Anyway. There you go.
Red Lobster is a big thing because I'm not going to say exactly where I live in Wisconsin, but we are always clamoring for a Red Lobster where I am, and we're not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime a new building, like if they break ground and they're pouring concrete, people are on Facebook going, oh, is that Red Lobster? The answer is always going to be no.
I don't believe they're in expansion mode anywhere.
No, they're not.
There ain't no new Red Lobsters going in anytime soon.
A Chipotle is coming in, and people freaked out because the building was going up and nobody was saying what it was. There weren't signs. Mm-hmm. There were a couple news articles, but you really had to dig for them. People thought for sure it was a Red Lobster. It was like there was a party in town. Oh my God, they're coming. And again, like you said, they're not in expansion mode. They're not coming to this area because this is risky.
Everybody's like excited for the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
That's never going to come. It's like waiting for Guffman.
Yeah. Guffman's not coming. Okay.
You never get the...
Sit down.
You never get the Red Lobster.
You need to sit down. Shut up. Learn how to do your own lobster. You can buy the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix. It's on the top shelf. I can't reach it at the grocery store, but I can find somebody to get it down for me. You're going to be fine. Okay?
And on that note, have a great day.
Yeah.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download
download the Modo Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.